Hello and welcome to another episode of Teradeus, episode 8, part 2. Please stick around to the end for a special shout-out and a little bit of an explanation so you're not confused going into episode 9.
In part 2 of episode 8, Jacques is playing on his little mandolin. Doom, 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 doom. Can everybody please make an perception check, actually?
Perception check to see how good Gustav is.
18.
17.
16.
Oh, beautiful. And I rolled a 15. No, I did not.
Imagine.
Actually, let me roll. Huh, 19.
Oh my god.
It's just that kind of thing. And very suddenly, you notice bit by bit, Jacques' mandolin stops making sound. And all around you, things slow down and stop. You hear nothing. You see everything around you seemingly frozen in a moment. Clara looks like the only one who knew something was about to happen, is mid-dive towards all of you guys.
But she's frozen too?
Yes, in mid-air. You guys are not, as you hear rustling in the trees, and a sickening liquid sound starts sloshing towards you, and a small bit of what looks like porridge, if you will. Purple and green, sickening sludge starts pouring from the forest as way above you. It does. It's got a rank smell, sort of like a reptile enclosure that hasn't been cleaned in a while.
Hell no.
And from far high above you, you hear a hollowed voice echoing Gray's prophecy that in a year's time, the sky will turn black and the heroes will fall. Do you guys look up?
Yes. Sure.
Sure.
Awesome. Make a constitution save.
I'm looking back down.
Joke's on you, that's my plus.
You look back down?
No. I'm looking. 13.
13? Awesome. You all look up, and the sky is a dirty, chilling, bone white. Still darkened by the night, but it is as if a massive skull has been held suspended over you as you hear crashing in the distance and tendril-like muscles and flesh start burrowing into the ground thousands of feet away.
From time, I guess.
Yep.
Time is still frozen. You have a moment to act against this thing. What would you like to do?
How do we even...
Probably... go towards it, find some higher ground, because, yes.
Awesome, yeah. This
sort of... How are the four of us supposed to fight all of that?
The sludge has sort of pulled itself up and is very visibly heading towards that massive skull. And as it cranes back, you see it in its full sort of being. Quick second while I give you a... better description as to what this thing looks like.
As all four of us, don't you mean all five?
Up past the trees, and its jaw hangs low, and its eyes are a pitted red.
What is this thing?
This is what's taking up, well, all of that space. It starts laughing. A deep, hollow laugh. Can everybody please make a perception check?
7.
Awesome.
16.
Felix, you 17. Hear the wind begin to pick up. The rest of you hear flapping. And a sort of thud, like people are being slammed into the trees. There are more of them.
Is the laughing thing right in front of us?
Yes. It has not attacked yet. However... way off in the distance, you see another creature, very similar, The bones on this one are a more pristine, cleaned, but it seems to have stitched arms made of people. Large wings that cover the sky. And as it draws closer and closer, your hopes of victory dwindle ever so slightly.
Guys, I don't think we're strong enough to do this yet.
What else are we gonna do?
Yeah, but like, do we have a choice? I mean, I imagine most of the world will die if we don't.
I mean, I think our only option is to try.
And with that, just as you're bracing yourselves and readying, the moon splits open as all you see leagues above you in the sky is a smaller sort of black hole begin to grow on the moon until it encompasses it entirely.
What?
So it's just black?
It's just black. Roll initiative.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Time is still frozen. These things are not attacking.
30, 20.
Gosh. Silvana got 13. A 20. Eros got
a 13. Felix is just holding up his sword, but it's like trembling. His whole body's trembling.
Please give me the charisma saving throw to see how good your sword is. Make it with advantage. Okay.
I got 11 for initiative and 19 for the charisma.
Awesome. Then it is on its first attack, it is a +3 and deals 2d8.
Awesome. Just for the first attack?
Just for the first attack.
Is that for every turn, or like...
Just once, then it goes back to dealing 2d4.
Gotcha. I thought it was 3d4.
Let me double check.
On the Blade of Submission docket, it says 3d4, but it might have been a typo.
Then it... We'll bring it up to 3d4. Why not?
Okay.
We'll say it gets stronger with you.
Okay.
But with all that, Vana, you act first.
Oh, God. Okay, so what is the most immediate threat?
Give me an insight check with disadvantage.
7.
The most immediate threat is you.
Huh? What?
You are in the most danger here. You are simultaneously the biggest threat to these guys, and their biggest threat is you.
Well, I don't like that.
You as in the four of you. And it's only ever been four.
No, there's five. Dude, adjust the amount down.
They probably came to kill us first to get us out of the way.
Okay.
As you're pondering, the moon, despite the fact that it is so high in the air and that it has no mouth, it says three words and only three words before returning to making a small buzzing sound. Sort of like fluorescent lights. It says, lower the domes.
The what?
The domes.
Domes?
Domes.
D-O-M-E-S.
That's totally how I was going to spell it. Yes.
So from our knowledge, there's the goop one in front of us.
Yes.
The one with wind-stitched arms.
Yes.
A bit away from us. And then a bunch of tendrils far in the distance.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever the fuck the moon's doing.
The tendrils are a part of the goop one.
Okay, but those are like thousands of yards in the distance?
Not thousands of yards, just like hundreds of feet.
Oh,
this thing is massive. It's about the size of like 6 skyscrapers stacked beside each other.
Is that just like the one we're facing right now?
The one that is directly in front of you? Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, the one that's directly in front of us, that's what Vana's gonna attack.
Awesome, roll
the
hit.
Do we attack it, though? Do we start off attacking, or do we talk about it?
I mean, actually, you're right.
Can we have a logical discussion?
I didn't hear either of you guys.
Can we have a logical discussion?
Talk to them? I thought you meant talk amongst each other.
No, I mean talk to him.
Okay, which one do you want to talk to? They will know.
Probably not the one.
What do you mean they will know?
They will know who you're trying to talk to.
That is terrifying. Vana's gonna try and talk to the one that's closest.
Beautiful,
and
what do you say?
To God, this will end all right.
What do you say?
Who are you?
What a question. Who are you? What makes you who you are? I'm curious. Make a charisma saving throw, please.
damn it. That is a 9.
You are compelled to answer truthfully. If you do not answer, you will take damage.
Vana?
What a lovely name. I don't have one.
Why are you here?
What kind of question is that? Why am I here? Why are you here? What are we doing here?
Is time frozen? This is creepy?
We're here to kill you.
Not beating around the bush. Got it.
As soon as he says that, Eos, steals himself a little bit firmer to the ground.
Awesome. The moon focuses its gaze on you.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, it's...
Felix glares back.
One sec. Oh, does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
Awesome. In order to do this, they will have to unfreeze time, wherein which, before they go, all of you will have a chance to attack.
Right before the moon attacks?
No, after the moon attacks, since they are the one seemingly casting this time stop, you will all have a chance to attack before we get into proper combat.
Can we keep on talking for a moment?
Awesome. Felix, can you go ahead and take...
Their intentions pretty clear.
Can you go ahead and take 6 points of psychic damage?
Yes. Does this imply that the moon can't simultaneously attack and freeze time?
Yes. You.
Gotcha. Why is the moon freezing time? That's what I want to know.
Don't ask questions. Just accept the answers I don't give you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. In a moment, a massive pink beam goes from the moon, and as it gets closer and closer, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner until all of a sudden, splitting into 6 equal parts and stabbing you in the leg.
Me?
Yes.
Is there any way I'm able to use my sword to try and deflect it since I'm able to see it coming from all the way to the moon?
Absolutely. Give me a strength save.
Yes.
I was waiting for absolutely not.
14?
Yes.
Oh, half that damage. You only get 3 of them. You bat away awesome. 3 of them, and they skid into the ground, going deeper and deeper before fizzling.
The blade of submission just kind of winces. Could I use it as a shield? So.
Yeah. It does not make any noise. This blade is silent. This is what it was made for. Keeping whoever wields it safe.
I feel like this is also an interesting combination of the moon's psychic damage with the sword that also deals psychic damage.
What the hell? Dr. Bees, come get your parents.
Nah, it's true.
Oh, this is not the actual moon. This is something so large and far away that it completely and permanently eclipses it.
That's terrifying. Thank you.
No problem. So, make your attacks. Vana, you're up first.
Okay. I'm wanting to delay this. Can I use charm person on any of these things?
No.
Does anyone here have 13 or less for their shield? Or, their armor class?
You don't need to mage armor.
Shit, then fuck it. We're just going guns blazing. arm stitchy. Yeah. What would happen if I cast a counter spell?
They're not casting any spells.
What if I counterspelled this being that is clearly not, a normal being?
You can't counterspell something's existence.
Dispel magic, but we don't know the nature of the creatures yet, which you could spend your bonus action trying to figure out.
That's true.
Is, the stitch one actively murdering?
Not actively.
Okay.
Keyword
I feel
there,
like more actively. So rapidly approaching.
Yes. Okay. The stitch one is so far the smallest, you guys have noticed? The one
smallest because of distance, or...?
Smallest because of smallest.
Okay, then I'm going to cast the Maximilian Earthen Grasp.
It's awesome. Does it I'm need to gonna be on the ground?
Copy and paste. I'm not saying all of this aloud.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the thing.
Doesn't have the range.
It's too far away?
Yep.
The stitch one?
Yep. Okay. The only one close enough to hit is the one directly in front of you.
How big is that thing? Big.
What about your, the earth grab one?
I switched that out.
Oh.
That would have been so useful.
200 feet still would not be enough.
300 feet.
Still not
enough. But it did no damage.
This thing is 400 feet away and rapidly approaching.
Okay, well, either way, it would have been out of reach.
It's true.
Yes.
Eventually, they'll be within range.
Yeah. What is the size of the thing that is within range? I'm trying to keep track of, the things, but they're just thing TM in my mind.
I've been tracking them as Big, Fly, and I.
So there's only three of them?
So far.
And there's things in the forest that are rapidly approaching, too.
No. The thing that was rapidly approaching was the big one.
So which one is the thing nearby?
The big one.
Yeah, that checks out.
We probably can't get to the moon right now.
So probably.
What an astute observation. As you guys are bickering a little bit, I'm gonna say that your chance to act is slowly dwindling.
Wait, let me go. Let me go.
No, I'm trying to figure out, what I'm attacking. I don't know what they all are.
Girl.
That's kind of the point.
Now or never.
It is, in fact,
and I don't know if I can, do it on the big nearby thing.
You will be able to hit it.
Okay, then yeah, I'm gonna cast the spell that I sent the screenshot of.
That one?
Maximilian Earthen Grasp.
Give me one quick moment. You choose a 5-foot square of unoccupied space in the ground. You can see within range. There is the stipulation of unoccupied, but I will say that this creature is so massive, you can cast it on it. Like, there are unoccupied spaces on this creature.
That is terrifying. Thank you.
So it's a strength save?
Yes.
Roll damage.
Did it fail?
Yep.
Cool. That is a 12 for damage.
Awesome.
And then a failed save. And is restrained for the spell's duration, concentration up to a minute.
Yep.
So, before doing that, Vana is going to say, I'm going to focus on big guy, good luck you two. And that's going to be my turn.
Beautiful. As soon as you attack, the goop swallows up all of the little thorns. That area is still sort of raw and bubbling. It will then take more damage. And it looks you dead in the eyes with its red, piercing gaze and goes, only 12, but a little number.
Crazy.
You okay, can do better than that.
Now? Okay.
It is Eros' turn.
Okay, can I try, insight or arcana or whatever to figure out, if not what these things are, then what they might be weak to?
Yeah, go for it. Finding out what they might be weak to, that is insight. Finding out what they are, that would be investigation.
Okay. I have a +5 to insight.
I also have a +5, 21.
For
insight.
Insight. Awesome, yeah. They seem to be pretty magical creatures. They are immune to a bunch of shit, but you think that sort of magically administered physical damage would probably be your best bet.
So no specific magical type of damage, just
bludgeoning, piercing,
magical,
slashing.
Physical. Sorry, what are they immune cut off to? There.
Bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from magical damage.
Okay.
Do we know what they're immune to? That'd be really nice to know.
The one you're currently attacking is immune to fire damage and cold damage.
And that makes sense, it's literally a liquid.
Okay, give me a moment to look through my bow, because I have to pick a thing. You know, I'll just roll for the attack on the flying one, because I kind of want to see if I can hit it out of the air.
It'd have to be 300 feet or more.
Hmm?
It'd have to be 300 feet or more to be able to
hit. Yeah, my bow is... Let me double check real quick, but I'm pretty sure my bow is 600 feet.
Beautiful.
What? Yes. Yeah, it is. Okay, so...
It's incredible.
You know, that would straight up be a war bow.
Yeah, would have to be.
It's a long bow. That was a nat 20.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. Roll damage.
So, I'm just gonna take a picture of it real quick, because I'm very happy with that.
You are popping the fuck off today.
Should be.
Okay. So 28. So that's also a crit on the 8.
Beautiful.
So I crit on hitting. I crit on damage plus 5. So that's...
Yes.
Fuck, what's...
Kill him now.
Okay, so that's 8 plus 5 damage. And then for my damage type, I think I'm going to go with piercing, which is 1d6. And on the d6, I got a 5.
Awesome. So that's 18?
One second. My brain doesn't want to math.
Yeah.
13. Yes. It's 18. And do I get double damage because I crit?
18 times 2, so that's 20, 36. Beautiful. Where would you like to hit?
I'm going to look at the picture because it doesn't have anything, any eyes.
The picture?
Yeah, I'd send
pictures
of all of them.
it's like all video games. You aim for a headshot.
Wait, where do you send it?
I want to aim for the base of one of its wings.
Oh my god, that looks so cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Which wing? A little arm or big arm?
Big arm.
Beautiful. So you line this shot up and it goes soaring through the air faster and faster. And you see this thing just move through it. Like there's a moment where the arrow hits it. It goes straight through and keeps going.
Great.
This creature, you don't hear it, but you feel it wince. Because this creature is not used to being hurt. And with that, it is Felix's turn.
The tenderly bits of the big one are really far away from me, right?
Incredibly far, yes.
Okay. Is the goop goopy, or is the goop solid enough to step on?
It's solid enough to step on, however it is considered difficult terrain.
Gotcha. So I'm going to try and use my movement to climb as high up as possible on the big one.
That would be 15
feet. The main body
feet.
Of the big one.
That'd be
okay, so you're going to go up 15 feet.
So do you see that on the right side, that first little bump?
Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, the little divot.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, I'm there. That's actually insane. Okay, so I'm there. And I'm going to use... Does my action surge count as, like, a bonus action, or is it just kind of, like, an extra thing?
You can just activate an action surge.
Okay, would I be able to use my bonus action to dash higher up the monster, and then also use my action surge and extra attack to attack 3 times?
Not your bonus action. You'd have to use your action to dash.
Okay.
But he's too used to playing rogues.
It's true.
It do okay, be I'll like just, that though.
I'll just stay in that divot then. I'm going to use my action surge and my extra attack to attack 3 times. So I'll roll to hit 3 times.
4.
4 times?
Yeah. You attack once, one. Extra attack, action surge, attack another time, and then you get your extra attack.
Oh.
Hope you realize how little sense all of that makes.
The extra attack comes from the action surge as well?
The action surge just gives you another turn.
That's actually insane. Okay.
Correct, it is.
I'm rolling.
It's absolutely nuts.
Does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit.
Does a 23 hit?
23 hits.
Does a 9 hit?
9 does not hit.
Does a 20 hit?
20 does not hit.
No way a 20 does not hit. You're actually playing games with me right now. I'm standing on top of the goddamn monster.
Oh, yeah. 20 would hit in that case.
Thank you.
Sorry, they have a different armor class if you're on them.
I mean, okay, so that makes sense.
I'm going to roll 2d8 plus 3.
Yep. Plus all your other attack bonuses and fun stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. Do you have any more attack bonuses and fun stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's 10 for the first attack.
Awesome.
And the second attack is 3d4?
Yep.
Is it just 3d4?
Yes. Okay. Plus your strength modifier.
What, I have to add my strength modifier to my attacks?
Yeah, you add them to your attack damage.
Okay, my bad. So it's actually 7 plus 3 plus 4, which is 14 for the first attack. Mm-hmm. And then 12 plus 4, which is 16 for the second attack.
Awesome. Beautiful. This thing...
All right.
...begins to swallow you.
Thank you so much.
Into its massive, goopy, gross-ass leg. Make a dexterity saving throw, please.
How about a 9?
9 does not save.
What was the save?
15.
Okay.
9. 9 again. Go ahead and take 18 points of acid damage.
That's actually insane. Help me! I'm joking.
Awesome. It is now the moon's turn, because they go
first. Scared.
The moon, once again speaking without a mouth, says another 5 words that just sort of ring in your mind. He says, there is to be 4. And once again, a thin beam fires across. It is heading... Well, actually, none of you know who it's heading towards. So everybody please make a dexterity saving throw.
For real?
Give me one quick moment. I'll be right back.
That's an 11.
An 11 does not save. Again, I'll be right back.
Do y'all think 14 saves or not? Probably not.
Probably not.
There's actually no way a 20 doesn't hit if you're not standing on top of it.
What did you guys get? 14 does not save.
Not Felix? Good enough.
Aww.
Felix, what did you get?
14.
Awesome. None of those save at all.
Gee, I wouldn't have guessed.
This beam is coming
probably 20.
Directly at Felix. And
guys,
in one moment, Clara, finishing her dive, gets hit.
What?
Lands on the floor, unmoved. And their already purple skin, being a tiefling, begins to darken and twist into spirals and swirls as their facial features start melting away.
Oh my god.
Well, that's traumatizing.
I'm so sorry, Clara.
Don't worry, I got a picture for this too.
No
This
way.
Was planned?
Yeah.
Of course it was planned.
This is like a breath weapon wherein which you need to dodge out of the way because it's a big-ass beam from the moon. And, Vana, yeah, that's you.
Vana. Jesus Christ.
We're running out of time here.
Really? Yeah, I'm...
Hmm.
I might need a break now just maybe to recover.
Maybe we should have just stayed in Prologue Hill.
Yeah, if we can end here, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Once, that way I can emotionally prepare.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening right up to the very end. And I just have one last thing to say. One, thank you, and a quick shout out to our listeners in Canada, the US, the UK, and Germany. And to avoid any confusion, the next episode, episode 9 of Petadeus, will start at the beginning of initiative. Just some conversations we had in between sessions. That's how we decided to do things. I won't become a habit, but just a heads up that that's how we did it this time. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you all again soon.